Hey guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. Nope, not Under the Ropes, Indie Talks. I'm just so used to. Why is Bill on here twice? We're already having technical difficulties because we don't want Chris here. That's really what it is. It showed me him. It's so weird. Okay, we're going to change that. So let's try this again. So I'm all flustered now because the damn restreams being an ass and it won't let me change. There we go. It's so weird. It was showing me before. Okay, let's try this again. It's an episode of Indie Talks. It's been so long since I've done an Indie Talks live. That's why, because I've always been doing edits for my Indie Talks. So it's been a while since I've done a panel. So I had to bring on two people. So we have Chris. It's been a while. How are ya?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
You know what? It's really screwed up today because it's switching back and forth between you and Bill. So, it's going to be one of those kind of days pretty much here. So, but we're going to work that out. So, Chris, why don't you tell everybody before we go into Bill over there of a little bit about yourself if they're new here.
So I was one half of the DDT Archives. We stopped recording in June, and I am dropping a brand new podcast in hopefully it'll launch in November. First guest is already lined up. It'll be none other than the greatest American deathmatch performer in the world today. The blood fighter himself, Alex Colon, will be hosting. He is one of my good friends, and he has agreed to be on. It will be called the Squared Circle. Do I really want to tell you everything? Do I, Tiff? Do I want to give you the scoop?
That's up to you if you want to give the
do
scoop.
Do I want to give
you
the scoop, Tiff?
We're live, so...
it's going to be the Squared Circle Sit Down Podcast.
Ooh, I like it.
So it's going to be a little bit of the playoff of the whole Capo regime of podcasting. So we're going to go a little Godfather, a little bit of Squared Circle, and kind of pick up where I left off with the DDT Archives, but doing it solo for now. Cool. And I'm looking forward to it.
That's amazing. So looking forward to seeing that. So guys, go definitely check that out. Make sure you follow Chris. We'll get into all that stuff at the end. Welcome back, Bill. What's going on?
Oh, you know.
Do I know? Yes.
Yeah, just having a libation, you know, here to talk some wrestling. Now, I've talked a lot of wrestling so far this week, and it's only a Monday, so I'm ready to go talk a little GCW, the promotion that started in a little arcade in Howell, New Jersey.
Isn't it crazy? Like, oof. So, why does this keep going back and forth, this Skype? It does not like me. See, Facebook's all broken, and I feel like it's going to be like one of those kind of days. That it just, I see why. Okay. We don't want it under the active speaker. But I think it keeps switching back and forth. So I guess I'm going to be playing with the...
No, it's back to me. I can see
it. Like, I don't know why it's doing that. It just automatically, I'm telling you, they broke the internet today. And I know...
So if we talk over each other, is it just going to really screw everything up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be like one of those days. So hopefully it works out. I know Kyle is having problems with his stream earlier. So just bear with me, guys, because I have everything set the right way. And for some reason, it keeps switching back. But we're going to make this podcast work. So, we have a big weekend here. I've been dying to have Bill come on, do an Indie Talks episode with me, talk some wrestling. And it was actually Chris's idea that we do another panel, because the last panel that me and Chris did, it was for Tampa with the Tony Deppen show. So it's been a while, and it's been a while since I've done a panel. Well, I had the H2O panel, but now we're doing something a little GC dub. But this is too big, right? This is just such a big weekend for us to talk. That we felt that we needed to talk about it. So I really don't know where we should really go with this, because there's so much. Let me put it up here on the screen for you guys. I mean, it is GCW Fight Club weekend. You got 5 shows. If you guys have not been to one of the GCW shows, between me and everybody on this panel here, we'll highly recommend you definitely check it out. If you can't get to it, because I think the Saturday show sold out. Is the Sunday show sold out?
Sunday is not, as of now.
It will be.
Without a doubt, it will be.
Yeah, that main event alone.
Yeah. So, but you can definitely check it out on Fight. So definitely check it out. I know a lot of podcasts are working with Fight. They're giving away promotions, promo codes. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, hi, Fight. Like, how are you? Like, you know, we need to make this happen. But, yeah, so we got a whole bunch of stuff going on this weekend. So we're starting it off with Hybrid Friday night. I believe that's on the YouTube channel as well. JCW is also on YouTube under the GCW YouTube channel. And then the two big GCWs are on Fight TV. And the OPW, I'm not sure, is that on YouTube? I know that's a benefit show.
Oh, I don't know that one. I don't know what that one's going to be.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of great cards. Our boy Marcus Matter, who's been on the podcast, is on it. Akira's on it. Like, there's a whole bunch. We can get to that a little later. So, but I'm the one that's going to Hybrid. Bill, you're going to watch all these shows, right?
I'm going to try and watch something.
Probably. Chris is going to be there, too. He's going to try to come to the Hybrid. So.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best to get down there for Hybrid. I don't know if it's realistic leaving from the Bronx at 4 o'clock to actually get down to Atlantic City in time to actually make it, to check into the hotel in time to get my stuff into my room and get back to the showboat in time to see any matches.
Yeah.
But I do want to, but I'm definitely going to see some shows on. I'm going to definitely GCW both Saturday and Sunday night.
Oh my god, it's really.
I know anything about the Bronx. It's my family house. You want to make it down?
That listen, that is the plan. And you know, if I will say this, I made it to Battle Club Pro in about 55 minutes the other day, and I was really upset with myself because then I sat in New Jersey for like 2.5 hours waiting to be allowed into the venue there wasn't enough traffic.
Oh.
It was the only time in my life I didn't hit enough traffic.
Oh my god. It's like, what do you do at that point?
It's the worst. The one time I wanted to hit traffic, I did.
Oh, well, there you go.
And this week, I'll hit 6 hours, and yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the thing with, like, these weekends. Like, I go to a lot of these AC weekends, and, like, I leave early Friday, because once a certain time comes about, you're screwed. So.
Oh, 100%, but I teach till 3:23. There's no option. It's somehow going to my boss and saying, hey, I'm really excited to go watch wrestling. Can I leave early? I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hear that. I hear that. Definitely. So, but this is going to be a crazy weekend. Crazy. I mean, you know, each promotion has their own thing going on. JCW is another promotion that I'm crazy looking forward to.
The fact that promotion is even around is the most bonkers story. I mean, I remember when JCW was running the Jersey J Cup and CM Punk fractured his skull in a match with Reckless Youth. Oof. Which definitely I think can find on IWTV. Like, that was what Jersey Championship Wrestling was, and I think Jersey Championship Wrestling, like Ricky O, who ran it, was the original, like, working with the guys who eventually opened Game Changer World, which eventually morphed into GCW before I think Brett and Danny got in there. Mm-hmm. I think. I'm probably wrong. I'm usually wrong. So.
It's so crazy. So let me ask you guys this, okay? Because it's like we all got different tastes in wrestling, and between all the promotions that we got running this weekend, like, what are your most favorite things? Is it death matches? Is it scrambles? Is it women's matches? Is it intergender? Like, what do you guys look forward to the most with like a GCW weekend? So. Bill, you could go first.
What I like about GCW's anytime they do a show is I like a show that isn't just one thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the variety that you're throwing in there. Like, GCW is throwing in, you're going to get your deathmatch stuff, but I've seen most of my GCW experience comes from their athletic park shows. So I've seen shows where it's like Schlack and Eric Ryan in a barbed wire match. And then you also get, like, Masato Tanaka and Daisuke and then Jungle Boy and Psychosis and Puma King. So, I mean, like, the fact they have so much variety on these shows is what I love about the GCW experience, is because it's just, you're never just going to get, you know, a full deathmatch show, which to me kind of desensitizes me. But a well-placed, well-orchestrated deathmatch, which we've seen GCW do with it, especially in the past year, I'm all for that. Right. Their AC run has been pretty incredible, too. So, yeah. Like, they've put it together some real top-notch shows. And, man, we're getting Fandango, guys. I mean, how much more could I eat at? Although I am interested to see what he does, not in WWE, but, like you're getting a real variety. Like, you're getting Joey Janela and Suzuki. I mean, shit, you don't have to have any other matches for me. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what I love about GCW. They're always experimenting, always bringing in new cats, young people, legends. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They haven't announced who Dango's wrestling yet, have they?
No.
So is it possible we get Dango against Marco?
I mean, that's possible.
How awesome would that be?
Very awesome.
That, or like some, like I saw people retweeting Alley Catch against them.
That would be good too.
Yeah, like there's a lot of play. Leo Rush just got announced also.
That would be insane. Because Dango can go. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there. But I think so. For me, I could piggyback off what Bill said 100%, because I've said it before. Game Changer does a great job of giving you a little bit of everything. It wets your whistle enough. And the way they stack the card, I love that they do the death match right before the intermission, mm-hmm. and then give it back to you at the end of the show as well.
Yeah.
I love how they do it, and they set it up, and it's done so well that they don't it's not overkill.
Yeah.
And I like the way they set up the scramble, but it's not too much.
Right.
It's not overdone, where it's just, you know, it's a million miles an hour. It's a car crash. But then they come back with that real technical match next.
Yeah.
Where it slows down the pace enough for you, where it's like, okay, you catch your breath, you get that real technical style, and now you're back to really focusing in on wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's almost like going to like a real good concert where they don't just play their radio hits. They mix in those, if you're a true fan, they mix in their best of,
yeah,
that only their true fans really know, to keep them happy as well as the fans that only listen to their top stuff from the radio. Like for me, I'll be honest with you. I've always been very hesitant to go to GCW shows. And I've had this conversation with Tiffany off record. And
yeah.
I've had it with Alex Cologne. Also, the crowd is wild. And when I agreed to go to this show, I told Alex months ago, I'll go. And I had been hesitant because of my son, because these crowds get wild and I don't want to bring back something to my baby.
Right.
And then I heard Mox is going to be on the show and I went, oh, this is sick. Oh God, this crowd's going to be huge. I was like, all right, I promised Alex, I'm going to go. I'm going to have a great time. The one that really like unbelievable to me, and this is like when you said the question, Atticus Jordan is what draws me to Game Changer, because Atticus is known for his death match, but Atticus is probably one of the best young wrestlers 100% in the world.
100%.
And he is so underrated, is just a professional wrestler, because he gets pigeonholed as a deathmatch wrestler.
Yeah.
And Jordan is just phenomenal. Yeah. And we all know that as Northeast guys and ladies, and he is so talented, and the two of them, the way this is built up, oh my God, this is gonna blow the doors off.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable, and that is what Game Changer is all about.
You know what, like, a thing for me that, like, I love and I look forward to the most, and I think this is where I kind of, like, agree with Brett, is I know Brett loves his scramble matches, and I love him for the scramble matches. And it's just, you know, like, if you're watching, like, JCW, and I've been to, like, every JCW card live, which is just amazing, is that you see this young upcoming talent, which a lot of people have actually seen on the Under the Rope series here on the No Holds Barred Network. You're getting a lot of people also from the JCW card coming up and doing scrambles in the GCW card. Now, if you guys were at either or watching the emo fight or the show after, like, we got two scrambles in one night, and I swear one of the guys behind me was screaming, "Let us breathe!" because it was so spot fest. And I love that. I love spot fest after spot fest after spot fest. But just the talent, I love the mix. And like sometimes you'll have like Jordan Oliver in there, you have Ninja Mac in there, you have Dante in there, you know, then you have my boys Marcus Matters and Dylan McKay, and it's just like, fuck, right? And then we had that one with AJ Gray and Yo-Yo, and I was like, oh my God.
I remember last year they had one with Tankman in it, God. That's the thing. It reminds me of Ring of Honor back in the day. They would do their Scramble Madness, and they would have shit. You would have like Sanjay and Red, and you'd have like a couple new cats, and then someone they want like Jimmy Rave, and they would throw all these people in there, and it would just be this. Here's some of the old, here's some of the new, and here's a couple people who are different. And that's the great thing about those Scramble matches, because you could throw. The one in AC was when they did the comeback. It was like Ben Carter. I'm not calling him his new name.
Yeah.
Tankman. I think Lee Moriarty. Maybe Big Wheels. Like it was just like just the most random array of people, and it was just like, all right, everyone go out there and just go 100 miles an hour, and that's what's so cool about it.
Oh, I love it. Those are like one of the best things for me, but. You're right. I mean, like, Atticus, I love Atticus. He's great. He's had some crazy, like, death matches, like you were saying, like, Chris, like him and Alex Colon. I'm ready for round three. I mean, you know what? Let me go here, because I'm bringing up those two names, Atticus and Alex Colon, right here. All right. So I like to do this also when I do all the podcasts with Kyle. And I do this with a lot of my friends. And I'm always like, with whoever has the belt, I'm always like, who's the one that's going to take the belt off of? So. Like, let's fucking go. Like, is Nick Gage, we're going to go right into it. Is Nick Gage going to take the belt off of Moxley? Or are we going to continue this story, which is going to bring more money over to GCW, just like the whole Matt Cardona thing, right? And who's it going to be? And like, to me, the two people that stand out is Alex Colon and Atticus. And to me, I feel like, it'll be great, right? Alex Colon hasn't held the championship in a GCW yet, right? It'd be a great fight between him and Moxley. But I feel like Atticus is growing, that I feel like Atticus will be the next one that actually takes the belt off of Moxley. So I'd love to hear what you guys think. Like, Chris, let's start with you.
So I think Alex will eventually take it off Mox. Mm-hmm. I actually think Atticus is going to take the title off Drew Parker when Drew comes back. Mm-hmm. And take it in the death match. And I think he's going to be the next death match champion. Mm-hmm. And hold that title for a little bit. I think it makes sense that Alex is the next guy mm-hmm. to be champion. I think it would 100% make Atticus, and it would make sense. But I also, I think at some point Alex is going to get a run with it. Mm-hmm. And I also don't necessarily think that it would make sense that he loses it to Atticus. Mm-hmm. A third time. I think the next time they go in a big spot, it would be Alex giving Atticus the rub. Mm-hmm. Because those matches have been incredible.
Yeah.
Right. And Atticus's time has come, but I think that deathmatch title is that next step for him in GCW.
Yeah.
Like, who else carries that belt that would be, I mean, I guess it could be Jimmy, it could be Raver, but I think Atticus would be that guy.
Yeah.
And then having the opportunity to take it over and, you know, tour in Japan with it. Mm. I think that would be a cool opportunity for a guy like Atticus.
Yeah.
And get him some opportunities abroad too. So I think I would like to see him get that opportunity first. But, you know, I think either one, you can't go wrong. But I would like to see Alex get the shot at Mox. I don't see Nick Gage going over. Honestly, mm-hmm. I don't. I think Mox takes it. I think Mox takes it clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to continue to draw eyes. I think Mox actually has a lot of love for Game Changer. You saw him come out on AEW wearing the Game Changer sweatshirt. Like, mm-hmm. there's something there that, you know, that other people see, and there's a respect factor. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Bill, what do you think?
I go off some of what's being said right now. I think Alex Colon will be one of the next guys to challenge Mox, because he is going to beat Nick Gage. Nick Gage doesn't need the belt anymore.
Yeah.
Nick Gage is, he is GCW.
Yeah.
Like, so he's good.
Yeah.
But I think what they do is, and I think they're going to get real emotional with it, because I remember seeing the Dark Side of, it was the Wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
The Vice series, that, you know, Alex was in Danny Havoc's last match, and Danny Havoc, obviously, and Moxley have a huge past. They were close, and I can see that coming up, and that's going to be a real emotional match, and, like, that's going to bring in a lot of drama, and I think, like, and it's going to not be used for dramatics. I think it's going to be used because both these guys have a lot of respect for Danny Havoc, and they're going to do something special to, like, for his memory type of deal. But I think Atticus, I keep hearing him say he's a deathmatch guy. He's not. He's so young that he doesn't have to be a deathmatch guy. He could get out of that if he wanted to.
Right.
Because if we look at how many old school wrestlers were just bloodbath guys, like Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, you name it. There's pictures of them bleeding somewhere in a magazine, you know. So I do think Drew Parker does get involved in this, because I think eventually Atticus Gogar is the guy to hold the GCW belt from whoever in 2022, and I think his fight forever rival will be Drew Parker, and they will fight across the globe, you know, pandemic willing, over that belt. And I think that is the young feud. I've watched Drew Parker out in Britain well before he went over to Japan to be a deathmatch guy, and he was incredible there. They're very similar in terms of they're very good wrestlers, but they're even better deathmatch guys. So Atticus and Drew is the headlining thing, but Mox is going to have this run for a while, because GCW, whether people wanted to admit it or not, is pretty much, you can make an argument, they are like the number three promotion in North America right now.
Yeah.
Because they have more buzz and more hype than Impact at times, and definitely more than NWA and Ring of Honor and others. I mean, I know that's a bit of a hot take, but name another. Look who's coming to this show.
Yeah.
Look at the names you have on this show.
Yeah.
Mick Foley, Moxley, Cardona, you know, Dango, people from AEW, people from elsewhere. I mean, it's legit for a reason.
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree. And I hear from like other people too that work at other promotions. They're like, this is the spot, right? Like that everybody watches, everybody knows GCW, you get the names. So the other thing that I was thinking of is that I was there at that Matt Cardona versus Nick Gage. I talked a little bit about this in other episodes, and it was a little scary being front row and all the bottles being thrown that me and April ran. And we ran and hung out with Young, Dumb, and Broke because we didn't know what the hell was going to go happen. So we went like all the way at the back hiding with them. Because like people were running after Matt Cardona. There was over 2,000 people in that place.
They were all paid, weren't they? They were all plants.
Yeah.
They were all fake fight cases. Awesome.
I fucking love it. But... yeah, so that was fucking crazy. But I'm wondering, like, you know, are we going to have more? Are we going to have more than 2,000 people Saturday?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes, I think so.
Oof.
It scares me to say that, but yes.
I know, like,
I don't know where they're putting them, but to put this in perspective, I lost track of time, Tiff.
Yeah.
Buy my ticket. I bought my ticket at 12:37.
Mm-hmm.
The best ticket I could get for that show was seventh row.
Yeah, I believe it.
12:37.
I know. I hear you. Even people who had Patreon.
The best I could get was third row.
Yeah, I have second row, and I usually have first row. That's how quickly it went. That was even like other people as well that has Patreon. It was just like nuts. So I believe it. So I'll be second row. I'm kind of sad because usually all these ones, I'm usually front row. I like being all in it.
I didn't want first row. I didn't want to get covered last. I'm not going to lie to you. Not really my thing.
No, not your thing.
No,
you don't want to be like me throwing the arm up completely in front of the face so that the spooky desk. Like,
I got to go home to a baby at some point. I'm feeling glad. Hard enough justifying the weekend to the wife, you know, broken glass, really. She watches it now with me. She watches Death Match Wrestling with me now.
It's an acquired taste for some people. It's like there's some things that people are just not, you know, comfortable with, you know.
Although we say, hey, look, watch Uncle Alex, and Derek gets all excited and jittery.
I was at a GCW show where Jack Evans decided to launch himself out of the ring and broke my friend's nose and bleeding all over the place. So it doesn't matter what row you're in, man. It's a blast.
Yeah.
So GCW has gone from being that cool underground thing to being, you know, the Cardona thing and the Mox, you know, really changed the game.
Yeah. That was great.
But yeah, the Mox, it's just, they're ascending. They still got an underground vibe.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, it's definitely nuts. I love seeing that too when Effie was on the train, laying on the staircase over in Queens, you know, with the belt. It was great. So we got that rematch coming in, and we're going to say goodbye to Matt Cardona. Some people are predicting that that there's going to be a new belt, possibly, that Matt Cardona is going to come in with a brand new belt after he loses. It's ridiculous, but it's Matt Cardona. So, but yeah, so and Mick Foley's coming in with a new belt, huh? Presenting the new belt for the Mox, the whoever wins Mox and Gage, right? That's, I read that, right?
That is correct.
So
that's a big deal, too.
That is a big deal. So, looking forward to that. I wonder what the belt's going to look like. Any thoughts of, No.
That's one of those, I don't want to predict, I just want to wait and see.
Yeah, so.
It's hard to predict a belt.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that as well, but it's just nuts. Let's talk about my boy, Alex Zane. He's back.
Thank God.
I'm so happy. I saw him at the last GCW show. It was funny because I was looking for him when I got there. You know, sometimes you see wrestlers already automatically selling merch. So this wasn't the case. And I'm like, all right. So I was like, I'll wait till like after the show. And I was sitting in my seat during intermission. And my best friend, Brad, comes over and he shows me his phone. And he shows me that he took a photo with Alex Zane. I'm like, son of a bitch. And I shoved him out of the way and I ran up the stairs to go find him. So, and he's like, I told Alex Zane I was sending you up to him, you know? So I was like, yes. But like, just think of all the new talent that's been coming up. And I think the fact that we're going to get him against Ninja Mac, which I had saw, I think Alex Zane had put out a tweet, right? Like a while ago, like, who do you want me to face? And I saw Ninja Mac actually put a post up about is like me. So I'm really looking forward. We're going to get a lot of flippy shit. My God. What do you guys think about that?
It's going to be the greatest game of can you top this ever.
it's man, like I saw Ninja Mac for the first time. Like I saw a GIF and I saw him at it was like a WrestleMania show, like Texas Pro that was in Tampa. Just watching him battle royal, just like steal the show, and then have seen him ever since. And like that dude's the truth, man. He's so good. But Zane, like for him to like, and this is the theme now. It's like, all the homegrowns are coming back. Zane, Leo, Marco, PCO, they're all being allowed to come back to GCW where yeah. they kind of made their name. Well, I mean, not Leo, but like, you know, but he had a big part in GCW.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, to have Zane makes more sense here than he ever did in WWE. And to see these two guys go at it, it's just going to be like, a giver's dream come true, man. And I think Zane will win because he's, I think Ninja Mac is, and I mean, actually neither, it doesn't hurt either guy to lose. So I think Zane will win it because it's literally homecoming. So it's like, I just think this match is just going to be indescribable.
Yeah.
What's going to happen.
Yeah. All the spots. It was funny because Zane got booed at the last GCW show. He was like, that's a first when he wrestled AR Fox.
And who's never in GCW.
Yeah, it's just nuts. And I was like, shit. But this is so good. And like all, like you said, everybody's like coming back home. And I feel like sometimes like we get better matches out of here. Like this is just Christmas for us this weekend, I feel like.
But that's just GCW too, to find a dude like Ninja Mac who's like in Texas doing God knows, you know, fighting for probably for years. We never even knew about it. And now we're just like, he's part of their family, much like no one had really heard of Marco Stunt. And then he shows up in a crowd and now he's on TNT. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, and Zane was the same way. You know, Zane had been wrestling forever and then he does the backyard show and then he ends up in WWE like 2 years later. I mean,
yeah.
GCW is a tastemaker, no doubt.
It is. I love it that we get, like, you know, like you said, like Joey Janela and then like Marco Stunt coming back over. Like, how cool is that? Like, what else are we going to get, you know? So, nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. Do you want to talk about this freaking, you know, six-man second gear crew versus Cologne, Raver, and Akira? I'm about to lose my shit with this match.
That's insane.
That's just going to be violence.
It's going to be the most hard-hitting match, like, ever. I mean, and they're all boys, so you know they're just literally going to beat the fuck out of each other just because.
Yeah.
Like, Second Gear Crew literally just... They come off as the guys you want to just go sit down and swap stories with. Alex and Akira might be the most insane people I've ever spoken to.
Yeah.
And then Raver's just Raver. And like since he kind of, you know, put down his demons against Jimmy Lloyd, he's back to being Raver.
Yeah.
Full-fledged. And this is going to be a bloody, gory shit show of violence, and I can't wait.
Oh my god, I can't.
I like seeing what I like. I know, like, the three guys in second year can go do deathmatch stuff. And I've seen AJ Gray do a couple of them. And we know Mance could do it, and we know Matt Justice is just batshit crazy. But I am interested to see if this is just going to be an old school, just like 1970s, just like, let's just go around. This is the go around the building, beat the shit out of each other, up in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
Pummeling each other. You're full of blood, I'm going to dunk you in salt water type deal. Like, that's the type of just brutal street fight this is going to be. And they're going to, and it's not just going to be that. These three, I think you're going to see a lot of, like, stiff ass wrestling coming from the usual deathmatch guys. We know Cologne could go. We know Akira could go. I've never seen G Raver in a non deathmatch, so I can't say.
I have plenty.
And like, they're gonna wrestle too. And then this is going to be the, yeah, try and top this one.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna take it out.
It's gonna be like one of those Memphis style, like, brawls in, like, the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would not want to have a table with merch on it, because it's going to be a bloody fucking mess. Like, I hide your fucking t-shirts, hide your fucking, you know, your baseball hats, hide everything, because your merch is getting fucked up, it's getting leaked on, it's fucking going to be useless when they fucking come around, because all those shits are getting destroyed.
Imagine this is going to find the highest peak wherever he can, and he's going to New Jack the fuck out of somebody. That's what's going to happen. He's going to get up there, and he's going to try and dive off of something. Mance Warner's going to break a beer. He's going to try and break a beer bottle over someone's head, and this is the shit I want to see.
Oh my god, I can't. It's nuts. I'm so glad, like, Akira's finally making his appearance at GCW. I would have really loved to see him at TOS. It would have been crazy. But this is going to be nuts. So, but I think Akira is going to take the pin, though. I do.
I don't see him leaving the GCW cards for a long time, though.
Oh,
no. Nah, he belongs there. I think he's the one that takes the beer bottle to the head.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
It's like, the welcome to GCW.
Yeah, he deserves it. He's such a good dude.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up, like, such a good guy.
Ugh, so
excited
much.
For him.
I'm so excited. Man, that's it. That's all we got, right? Like, we got five matches, right? Is that right? Five matches.
I mean, you got Yoya and Mercer was just
you said
today.
That. That's
just going to be, I mean, Mercer's a beast, but Yoya is, like, for a small guy, that dude fights.
He does.
I still think Mercer takes it, though, because, I mean, he's undeniably, like, he's just so goddamn good. How he's not on regular television, like a regular televised program. If I was running a promotion, I'd be like, Iron Beast would be, like, on my TV every week.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm a big fan of that, like, Road Warrior style, like, just beat the shit out of you type tag team. Those guys are great.
But what happens if, you know, Yoya gets, you know, the roll up, like, somehow, like, you know, he's amazing.
He is.
Just wrestled AJ Gray. Like,
He's super talented. He's super talented. Another guy that's his time will come. But I agree. Mercer's going to find a way. But just, I mean, Mercer could very well throw him to me in the seventh round.
Oh,
I think past that.
I'm talking from the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Past that. I definitely think past it. I can't. So, do you think, right? I'm like, okay, so that's six matches. One of them's going to be a scramble, and there's a match just not announced yet. Do we get Suzuki on this card? Like, since he's going to be there.
I don't know if he's somewhere else. He might be wrestling somewhere else that day.
Oh, okay. There's so much.
I'm, I can I say I'm looking forward to Effie and Cardona?
Yeah.
I am too.
Because, man, Effie, dude, the first time I saw that dude wrestle at Fest Wrestling. I didn't go to Fest. I would have loved to, but I saw him wrestle at Fest. I'm like, oh, he's cool. But I saw him at Two Cup Stuff when it was him and Gage, and he went through the class and everything, and I'm just like, this dude is one of the best, man. He's got the character down that keeps evolving, but he is a fucking badass. And he's also playing this Cardona feud perfectly because they're two guys who both play the internet so well.
Yeah.
And use it to their advantage. And just like, Effie is going to win the shit out of this match. But I also think Dango gets involved here. And I think Effie's going to have this. So this internet title is where some of these mainstream guys, I feel like that's where they're going to get involved with Effie, and he's going to like, because I feel like he's the best character who can play off these guys.
Yeah.
And he wrestles a style that can work with these guys. Mm-hmm. But Cardona has been like this weird missing ingredient with GCW, where he just was that guy that took over, who had the unenviable task to take over for RSP as the big piece of shit heel.
Mm-hmm.
He was friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
So good. I don't know if he rides off into the sunset, but I also feel like he's that type of guy you can't
get rid of.
Overdo it with. No. He's like Jerry Lawler in ECW. That's what he's like.
There you go. Oh, man. Yeah.
So... Oh, man. I hope he doesn't cane Effie in the balls.
Effie might enjoy that. We don't know. Effie enjoys. I mean, Effie's fine. He's fine.
Again, this card is stacked and we don't even have the full card. It's only Monday, so it's like, shit. Like, I can't. So, Mox versus Gage. Woof! I can't. But, you know what? I want to talk a little bit about this. I'm going to go back to, like, JCW, and then we can go back to the other GCW card or whatever. But this is something, again, I feel like this is another one that's going to steal the show. Don't sleep on this card. I mean, me alone, just for Mason and Connors in a freaking cage that has been building for months. I'm so looking forward to this. Like, what is going to happen? Like, there's going to be blood. So we don't even know. Is there, are we going to get, like, other stuff in it? Like, are we going to get a little bit of deathmatch in there? Are we going to see, like, a light tube? Or are we going to get some chairs in there? Are we going to get tables in there? What are we going to get?
It's a cage match. So, I mean, there itself, like, kind of, like, you got the violence in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they overdo it.
Yeah.
But I think like Mason has really, like, I haven't seen a ton of his work, but like he's done a real good job as a heel in JCW. Connors, I'll be in the minority of this. He hasn't done it for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I know people just gush over him. Hasn't clicked with me yet. And I bet you this is the match it does.
Yeah. I feel like anybody in the ring with Mason, it's just going to be good. Me watching Mason from Playboy to where he's at now has evolved insanely. I'm a huge Mason fan. Everybody knows that. Ever Connors is another one that's like up and coming. And I still like, he's still new. That's why, probably, because I think he's only in like actually wrestling for like a year and a half now. I think it is. So give more time. Well, these kids are new and they're just going to get better and better and better. And what better way is also to have this match with Mason? I know Chris is another fan of Mason as well, right?
His evolution
has
been insane. I am a huge Charles Mason fan. Just watching his trajectory as a performer has been the amount of work that he does in the ring, and watching him grow has been phenomenal. But he's also a legitimate psychopath. Like, above anything, the dude's a serial killer. Like, he's gonna slit your throat. Like, if you slip up and you give him your throat, he's gonna either choke you out or he's gonna slit your throat.
Yeah.
He is a legit psycho. And I mean, I used to want to be this dude's friend. Like, legitimately, I wanted to be his friend. And now I'm just scared to even be in the same room with him. He is a psycho. He is, like, everything that is wrong with this world. but he is a phenomenal performer. He is an absolutely phenomenal performer. He is a tremendous professional wrestler. He belongs in prison for the rest of his life. He's going to murder Everett Connors. We have all probably seen the last of him. It is probably not the last time Charles Mason will be in a cage. It's probably the biggest cage that Charles Mason will ever get the privilege of being in.
Yeah.
The rest of them will probably be 6x9.
So you're predicting, right, that Mason takes this win?
Yes, and then we'll be locked up in a cage about a third of the size.
Because he's going to do double mega mass homicide, for sure.
Yes, pretty much.
So do we
probably see... in Atlantic City on the way home on the boardwalk with some poor hooker.
Oh, my.
Jesus, jump Christ.
So are we going to see, like, the BSB crew come out, like, trying? Like, are they going to be outside of this cage? Do we think that this is going to happen? Like, are we going to see, like, Billy? Like, are we going to see all these people, like, outside rooting for Everett?
I hope not, because that's just more victims.
This has been a play out for months.
Billy's teaming with John Wayne Murdoch, and he's a sadistic son of a bitch. So I think if he's backing her up, I think she'll be all right.
So, like,
he's a tough motherfucker.
I feel like eventually, like, somewhere along the line, Mason needs to go into a title picture here.
Well, who's the current JC?
Well, JCW, there's no titles right now.
Well, that's an even better reason.
So I feel like if there's going to be one, I feel like,
yeah,
you know, I love you, Everett. I'm sorry. I really do love you. But I really feel like Mason's going to pick up this win. And, you know, where do we go from here? Because he's been winning, like, all his matches. And he's just getting better and better and better. So, but, yeah.
The other person who could win that title for me is Joshua Bishop.
Yeah.
He's a, that dude is a star in the making.
Yeah. He definitely is. He's announced he doesn't have a match, but you brought up Starks and John Wayne Murdoch versus the Goons. We got Legion of Rot against Edith and Young, Dumb, and Broke. Reefer versus Wayne. Mikowski versus JJ. And then we also have Veda Scott and Billy Dixon. Oof. This card is not one to sleep on. And, of course, we're going to probably get a scramble.
Oh, you do. It says it on here. You're going to get a scramble. Billy and Vader.
Oh, that's right. I'm confused because there's so many cards. My boys are in this. Hello. Marcus Matters, Dylan, Steve Scott, Genetic High, like, Steve Sanders. Like, this is nuts. Like, this is another spot fest. All these young kids are wiling out.
Is it? Anybody else feel guilty when you hear Steve Sanders? You think 90210 in the Peach Pit?
You know, it's
he's in a match with Dylan McKay, so obviously. Yes.
Well, we talked about this with our interview with Dylan McKay. And by the way, happy birthday, Dylan McKay, because it's his birthday today. Him and what's it called? Steve, they actually tag team together.
Yeah.
We talked a little
as
bit about
it. As the Peach Pit?
So there you go. We want some cake. All right, so let's go back to the GCW card, the Sunday one. Let me pull that up because I don't have the, what's it called? All the cards. There's only a couple matches on that one that was announced, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Where is it? There's so many. So I know Alex Colon versus Jimmy Lloyd. That's going to be good. It's definitely going to be good.
That's good. 2 hours of arm bars right there.
The what?
2 hours of arm bars.
Oof. It's going to be good. I mean, like, these guys, like, wrestled a bunch of times as well.
Yeah.
So, what else did was announced? Deppin versus Dante. That's going to be nuts.
My God.
That is going to be very good.
This is going to be really, really good. I like when you get to different styles of wrestling.
Dolls make fights, man. They keep telling me that on every wrestling show I ever watch.
So good. Mercedes, yeah, go ahead.
Deppin can have a great match with a bag of chips. So and Dante can wrestle, so yeah. It's going to be incredible.
Apparently, the match with Ron Funch is pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I watched it more to see the car crash that I thought it would be, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. I got to watch it. I was like, I didn't watch it live, but I got to watch it. So, what was that? Mercedes versus Allie Catch. Oof. This is going to be very interesting. Mercedes is coming back around. She's going to be on the hybrid show Friday as well. It's kind of cool to see, like, all the different styles that we're getting, right?
Yep.
Mercedes is great. Allie, I think people underrate her a lot. You know, it's just like, oh, she's fun, and she could be in fights. She's a good wrestler.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you guys are looking forward to Suzuki versus Joey Janela.
Without a doubt, I'm excited to see Suzuki live. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be honest. I really, up until he kind of debuted on AEW, I wasn't as familiar as other people were with him. Mm-hmm. And I dove in head first, and he's a fascinating character, and seeing how people erupted to him, and then seeing some of my friend's excitement when he's been around, you can't help but be interested and excited for what's about to come.
Yeah.
The dude went from like a matinee idol in Japan to like a groundbreaking MMA fighter to murder grandpa. It's the best goddamn timeline ever. The dude is like so legit. He could lose every match and it would not matter. No. He is just one of the most fearsome guys out there. And the fact he comes out to it like a teeny bop ballad that rips off Living on a Prayer so hard, and he is still, you still are just like, my God, he could straight up murder me with like just poking me with his finger. Him and Janela, it's just going to be just sick. Because Janela, you know, when he gets in GCW, he's a different Janela than anyone who's seen.
He's a bad, bad boy.
So
I feel bad for Janela's head for all those headbutts and all that he's going to get this weekend.
65 pile
drivers. Does Janela come out more intelligent?
Oh God!
From the headbutts.
Controversial question.
Jesus Christ! I fucking can't. I'm dead. Oh my. Yeah. So I'm wondering. Like Suzuki's going like all over the place. Like I've already seen him in New York. Then I also got to see him at AEW, which was really cool. I mean, what a cool tour, right? That he's here. I think he's here like 2 months, right? And he's like, New Japan, that he's New Japan America is happening, I think, the 17th. I
think Billy, he's 2 days.
Yeah.
He wrestled Anthony Henry yesterday.
Oh, shit. That probably was great.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Anthony yesterday, and he was all over the moon.
Oh, my God.
A guy who, so good, Anthony Henry. He's, yeah, the New Japan match is going to be him and Archer versus Mox and Kingston in a street fight at the 2300, which is making me regret so many plans I made for that weekend. I'm like, I should.
I know. I'm like tempted still to go buy tickets for this show. I'm like, fuck this card.
I could see Kingston showing up.
I hope so. I love Kingston.
Fuck.
Now, here's the million-dollar question. Do I have the balls to show up to a GCW show in a GCW sweatshirt with a Mox t-shirt underneath it?
Well, why not? Who cares?
Because it's a fucking Nick Gage crowd. Let's not act like it's not.
Oh, please. Like, people aren't going to cheer for Moxley.
Oh, people. No one's. This isn't like you're wearing a woo 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 t-shirt from like 2000.
No, I'm not that stupid.
Nobody cares.
I am stupid, Bill. I know you just met me. I'm pretty fucking dumb. Not that dumb.
Is RSP done in GCW?
You know, That's something that I was talking about with somebody the other night, and I'm like, what is going on? What is going with 440H?
Didn't they reunite?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then they're showing up. Although they lost a war game, so maybe not. I don't know.
No.
Atticus turns on Ricky.
That's what I feel is coming.
I mean,
I hope so.
You need to. That is ultimate. That's the ultimate.
Ricky turns on Atticus.
No, I think it's going to be the other way around. I think Atticus is going to be like, I'm tired of your shit. You lost the belt, blah, blah, blah. But the question really is, does Atticus take Ricky's spot if Ricky's kicked out of 440H, or is it completely split up 440H?
Isn't it 440?
It's 440.
Oh.
Because that's also like their area code, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck Ohio.
Because you know Ricky Shane Page gets very upset when you mispronounce it, Tiff.
It's okay. He walks away from me anyway.
Shocking.
No, oh, it's so wild. Even after you bought him a pineapple.
hand it to him upside down.
What?
Hand him the pineapple upside down?
No.
Do you know the symbolism of an upside down pineapple, Tiffany?
Oh, God. Cake?
Oh, yeah. Cake has something to do with it.
No, it has nothing to... Well, yes, it does have something to do with it, but no.
Here we go. No.
You'd be calling him a swinger, Tiffany.
Yeah. Oh, well then.
Yeah, but if I see anything, if they're doing it with 440, I would see, if I had the pencil, it would be Atticus with Bev and Ryan, and have those three psychopaths running through everybody. That's what I would do. Because, like you don't need Greg. I mean, I like Greg Iron, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, like, Greg and Eddie, like, they were the flunkies who took the beat down. Mm-hmm. So, like, to get those two, like, to really make him, like, this sinister, vicious heel, like, those two guys with him, I think, makes the most sense. I don't know if they do it, but that's what makes sense in my brain.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, you know? And especially that they're, like, all different promotions, right? I mean, Atticus and RSP are still holding two of the H2O titles going on. Where else, I think?
They still do ICW.
They still... RSP's not in ICW, but the rest are still in ICW. Yeah. Ricky Shane Page is showing up on AEW. He's been going all over the freaking place. I mean, they're traveling a lot. I mean, Atticus was at Emo Fight. You know? So, Ricky said he was done with death matches, but... We know how that goes, and him and Matt Tremont are supposed to finalize that match in November with the belt.
Well, Leo Rush said he retired, too.
You're never fully retired in wrestling. Let's be real here. Homicide's been all over the freaking place touring again. Like, come on.
Unless you're Ric Flair and they have you in Dark Side of the Ring, then you're officially retired.
That's the thing. If they really wanted to pull the trigger on Atticus being the uber heel, I would have him do something on Mick Foley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not like put Mick Foley through glass, because Jesus Christ, Mick Foley doesn't need to go through stuff.
Skewers.
Bust them open.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, I don't think we'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a couple spewers. I'm okay. Yeah, okay, it's fine.
I would love a three-way with Mox, Cologne,
and Atticus. Yeah, whoa, Tiff. G-rated show right now, Tiff.
You damn fool. I'm good. But, yeah, three-way match. Alex Cologne, Atticus, Moxley. Fuck my life. Give it to me. Tell me that wouldn't be like fucking badass though.
Oh, yeah.
You say so.
You don't think so?
No, it would.
I also wonder, they saying PCO is going to re-debut. Where was that again? Is it the Midwest? It's not around here, but
yeah.
I wouldn't be stunned if he shows up at this show. Mm-hmm. Just unannounced. And comes after somebody. Like, that wouldn't shock me in the least. Because, like, he's a big part of that. He's a big part of that world, man. It's, yeah. You got to have to be a part of it. Now I'm trying to see where the hell he would be. Oh, pissing me off.
There's so much trying to, like, keep up with GCW right now. It's so...
You're telling me hybrid wrestling is going to... We are totally sleeping on Gangrel and Mance Warner. That match is going to be friggin' amazing.
Yeah, it's a good card, man. Like, Mercedes versus Holodead, Carlito versus JJ, Tasha versus Kira, Manders versus Otis, Mikowski versus Khan. We got a women's scramble, Yo-Yo, and Vin versus Young, Dumb, and Broke. This card's nuts, too.
PCO, just the monster is coming home. There is no date to when he's coming back. I think he shows up.
You think he's gonna show up Saturday, or you think he's gonna show up Sunday?
Sunday.
Do you think we're gonna get any more surprises on Saturday?
I was trying to think of it, like Kingston.
Saturday?
Like, Kingston will be there on a weekend. I'm wondering if PCO challenges Suzuki, and we get a PCO Suzuki match. And also, is there any other surprises that we could see?
What about AJ Gray versus Suzuki? Imagine that was like a Saturday match. No?
No, I'm just like...
You're like, fuck night life.
I don't know if my brain could process that.
What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. I like the other idea a little bit better.
Okay.
No.
I mean, like, it's whatever you...
AJ Gray's already in a match on Saturday, so that can't happen. He's
in the six man. So, okay, well, Sunday. Well, no, so that's okay. Never mind. Maybe another time, but...
Who's a... I'm trying to think of a GCW head that's, like, left and would be making some sort of return. I mean... And it's not going to be Blake Christian, because obviously he's still in WWE.
Just bring RSP back.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that much. That's not that
No,
much.
I know, but he hasn't been...
The only ones I could think of would be, like, Tremont. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you're going to bring Jungle Boy back. You know, I don't know. Jake Atlas is not wrestling anymore, so...
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know who, like, as a GCW return would be. Mm-hmm. But I think they got a couple tricks up their sleeve that they're not telling us
they
about.
They always do. All right. Lights out. I don't know.
Undertaker for a second.
I don't know. Have like a crazy... Oh, KTB. KTB hasn't been around in a while.
He's pretty dope.
I love KTB. I miss him and Shane, like... tag team. We were talking about that this week. If you guys missed the episode of Under the Ropes with KTB, that was a fun chat with him.
Dickinson's not on the show.
That would be interesting too. Dickinson and like Suzuki, man.
Well, they were supposed to do it and didn't happen. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff they could do here, man. It'd be pretty interesting.
I kind of like if they leave it like that, they don't give you the full card and they just surprise you. I'm kind of with that. I feel like Leo Rush is going to be in the scramble match.
Can I take over hosting for a second?
Sure, go for it.
So there's been an image teased on Twitter by Brett Lauderdale of the Hammerstein Ballroom. Mm. It was from an ECW show, and there was a graphic that someone edited on Photoshop, and it said, instead of ECW forever, it said GCW forever. Do you guys see this year or next year GCW is holding a show at the Hammerstein Ballroom? And the second question is, how fast is Tip get tickets to that show?
Oh, God. Quick. Very fucking quick.
But do you guys honestly think that would be they realistically could do a show there and pack the house?
They could. I mean, you're not going to get your death match. I mean, I was physically at the New York shows, the Emo Night and the Friday Night. And obviously they packed it. It depends who you're going to book for it. And that's like a classic spot. I mean, GCW is going to sell out in New York no matter what. I just feel like it's just going to sell out. you're not going to get your death matches, but they don't need to run their death matches with GCW.
So I think the issue they'll have with New York selling out there, I think with any of the big venues in New York, the paying for all the union fees, it just makes those ticket prices astronomical.
But they're pricey, right? Now.
Not yet, but you're talking about every row is going to be ridiculous. The general admission tickets were still fairly reasonable for Atlantic City, right? They were $35 or $40.
Right.
So they're going to be over $100 at Hammerstein. The front row is going to be probably closer to two.
But they're like, they're running like 120 right now, front row.
And when you, because the you can't get around the union fees at Hammerstein.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's just I think they'll be able to pull it off with the roster they'll be able to have. They'll be able to sell it out. Whether or not they'll be able to get their rabid usual fan, I don't know if they will.
About 3,500, roughly, I believe it was on four capacity. I think they could do a 3,500.
Yeah.
They'll get the crowd, but is it going to be the same people? I don't think it will be. I think that it'll be a slightly different crowd than what people are used to seeing.
Well, how much were... I didn't go to any of the stuff that happened of any of the WrestleMania weekends, but how expensive were the spring breaks and stuff like that?
I don't know. I didn't go to the spring break one, so I'm not even sure. Plus, like, prices have gone up. I've watched, like, again, like, usually I get front row. I think TOS, I think front row this year was, like, 80, I think it was. And then the show after that, I think I paid 100. And then I think one of the other shows was like 120 for front row. So they are a little pricey, but you're getting good wrestling, especially like a card like this that we're getting this weekend. I understand you're saying like New York, but New York's got a big wrestling crowd. And I feel like the building alone too is another big spot. If Ring of Honor was kind of also like selling out at one point, why wouldn't GCW sell out in that building? You know,
I don't know if that's good. They could do that as their home base, like ECW do and ROH was doing. But like you could see like what AEW was doing with Arthur Ashe, like, and do a one, you know, a big anniversary or a big blow off show.
Right.
But again, you like the authenticity you're going to miss out on, what Chris was saying, like, and you guys were saying that you're not going to have your Alex Storm deathmatch, you know, that right. we're going to see glass and blood and barbed wire everywhere, which is, you know, GCW made their bones on that.
Yeah.
Still does. So that'd be interesting. I was just curious what you guys thought about
that. I would love it. I mean, I would. It wouldn't matter. It'd be easier for me that I could just, like, travel over there. So I'd be very happy about it.
I could just hop one train and I'm there.
There you go. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, that easy to get. But that's the thing, too, is, like, you're going to get your crowd from, like, all over the place, too. But maybe it also does that, if that happens, do you do it for a big weekend, you know, of wrestling, you know, like kind of like a collective that we had here like a couple of years ago in New York? You know, you're going to get that fan base to come here. But GCW isn't always running the death matches. It's not always death matches.
No, that's very true.
So I feel like you could. I think just alone from that, I think that they proved it enough that they could. But I think you have to have like one good puller, right? Like if you get like one big name, I would think tickets would sell. You just need that one match. I feel like they're just gonna go, right? The whole Nick Gage and Moxley thing that we got this weekend. Look how quickly, like that, right? It was so hard to get front row seats, and they just like released it, gone. And like Chris said, he's got seventh row. And he was in, what, 7 minutes, you said, after it was out?
Like 37.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, still, you normally would be able to get decent tickets.
Yeah, so I feel like that says a lot. So we'll see what happens, but definitely going to be a great weekend of wrestling.
Yep.
You guys check that out on Fight and the YouTube channels as well. So I don't know, is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap this up?
Long live the Indies, man. It's just getting wilder and wilder.
It really is. It really is. Oof. Love it. Love it. Love it. Chris, tell everybody where they can find you and all that fun stuff. Or maybe you don't want them to find you.
Yeah, you can find me at on Twitter at Capo, CAPO __3. And the podcast Twitter handle is at 02 sit down pod. But if you go to my personal Twitter page, it's in my bio, so you could just follow both right on there. And again, hopefully that podcast will start dropping in November.
Awesome. Definitely go check it out. Bill, go tell everybody where they can find you.
Take a second here. If you must follow me on Twitter, I'm at Bodkin Writes, RITE, as we talk about wrestling. So currently, I am talking about everything at thehopfreak.com, which is a site of digital pop culture magazine covering music, movies, comic books, television, pro wrestling, anime, digital, all sorts of great stuff. Which I'm talking about. If you're a big wrestling fan, you know, we're talking about independent stuff, Ring of Honor. We've covered stuff with New Japan, MLW, you name it, we talked to them. And follow us on Twitter at ThePopBreak, /popbreak.com, all spelled on Facebook, at ThePopBreak on Instagram. I'm the co-host of the Socially Distanced podcast, which drops every single Friday on Apple, Google, Anchor, and Spotify, where we're talking pop culture, hosted with my good friend Al. And we are now talking this week about the finale of Marvel's What If, also about Hawkeye when it comes out. We're about 75 episodes in, so go check it out on all your favorite podcasts.
Awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and thank you guys for chatting some GCW weekend. So, you know, make sure you're watching it, and look for me and Chris. We'll be in the crowd. You'll probably see me more than Chris. It's like a front row at Hybrid and JCW, and about I'll be second row for the GCW. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind and stay Sunday and stay for the other two cards as well. So, yeah. So, guys, tomorrow we're dropping another Under the Ropes episodes with Chando from H2O. So definitely check that out. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about doing a vlog. Let me know in the comments if you want me to do a vlog this weekend. That'd be kind of cool, maybe. I don't know. So, but Bill, Chris, thank you again for hanging out and checking some GC Dub. Stay safe. Guys, stay safe. Support independent wrestling. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.